morning, Reverend McDonald. My name's Natalie Foster, and I represent the Atlanta group of the Sierra Club. We're about 5,000 of your friends and neighbors around the city of Atlanta.
Talking to the mayor.
All right. As our friends and our brothers and sisters are in Washington, D.C. today to speak truth to power, or to turn their back on power, as it may be, we're here in Atlanta to say, indeed, the Bush administration has no mandate. The Bush administration has no mandate to undercut 30 years of progress that we've made in protecting our air and water and our wildlands and allowing corporations to shirk their responsibilities and profit at our expense. Now, even though the environment was hardly mentioned in the election, just recently, the Environmental Protection Agency director, Mike Leavitt, was quoted as saying that the election is a validation of our philosophy and agenda. And the philosophy and agenda of the Environmental Protection Agency under the Bush administration is an agenda of rolling back our safeguards that protect our air and water. But before they claim a mandate, as Reverend McDonald talked about, let's look at what happened in the election. In Colorado, for example, a red state where President Bush polled much higher than John Kerry, voters passed a referendum requiring major utilities like Southern Company to increase the use of renewable energy from 2 to 10% by the year 2015. That's right. And in Denver, residents actually passed a very small sales tax that funds light rail around the entire city of Denver, getting people to and from work so they can spend time with their families, and it reduces massive amounts of traffic and air pollution off the road. Same Florida. So my point here is that citizens of Colorado, they wanted fossil fuels, and they want less road building, and they want more transit, as many red state Georgians are beginning to agree with. So is President Bush's 51% of a margin really a mandate to roll back environmental protections?
No!
We say no to the fact that 11% of Georgia's children have asthma, and many live in areas where the air is unfit to breathe. We say that the Bush administration has no mandate to weaken clean air protections, like New Source Review, which basically is a protection that would require aging coal-fired power plants to actually have to put in pollution controls when they upgrade. We stand with small farmers and working families and those concerned with democracy and environmental safeguards to say no to the Bush administration's expansion of NAFTA to Central America. We say that the Bush administration has no mandate to expand NAFTA to the rest of the hemisphere. 11 years of unfettered free trade have shown us that this does not work, and it's produced a litany of jobless families throughout Canada, the United States, and Mexico, giving us reasons enough to push for a sensible, fair trade policy. The Sierra Club will be working locally this year with our Building Environmental Communities program. It's a campaign designed to link Atlantans locally in the struggle to protect the planet, and we invite you to participate in our neighbor-to-neighbor communications through our house parties, phone banking, community meetings, activist nights. The next one coming up is February 16th, which is a Sierra Club and Beer. It's at T-Space, and it's a great place to meet folks who are like-minded and get involved with the activism around the city of Atlanta to say no to the Bush administration's supposed mandate to roll back our environmental protections. So the two things we're concerned with here in Georgia right now is, number one, the state of Georgia is actually considering the opportunity to enact clean air safeguards that are stronger than the weakened federal safeguards, protecting those 11% of Georgians with asthma. If you want to participate in this, go online, www.georgia.sierraclub.org, and read more about it. We're also focused on our campaign to save MARTA. Yes! MARTA is dying on the vine. It's operating in its third year of deficit, and it needs state funding. But in addition to state funding, which will take place here at the Capitol, the federal policies greatly affect how cities can push transit projects over road building. So you have to stay tuned to the Bush administration's policies on that as well. So in final, I say visit us on the web, sierraclub.org. Get involved. And remember that there is a better way that we can protect George's air. Thanks.